Today is the last day of the year of Saimati. Saimati, as you know, rules intelligence, communication, and learning. And for many of us, this has been a year of learning. Many of you listening to this have come to Aristasia for the first time in this year. And I know that some of you who have been in Aristasia for a little while, for you this was the year in which you turned fully to the Dianic faith of our Mother God. It has been a year in which our community in Electra Space has grown. It has been a year in which we have learned that it is possible to live together, even though we are separated by thousands of miles. And in this Mora, when we have been preparing ourselves for the death of Our Lady, when we have accepted discipline and sacrifice in preparation for this holy event, I know that while you have not spoken among yourselves that much of Mora, you have shared Mora in common. Your preparation has been as a family, as a sisterhood in Our Lady. Now that that event is upon us, I wish to talk about some things that have been spoken about in the last week or so as we approach the death of Our Lady. Honored Bishop Sara of the Church of the Divine Heart has been discussing, and we have been discussing with her, certain aspects of our faith. Her faith is that within the Christian tradition, which is nonetheless Dianic and even Filianic, and looks to God, our Mother, and our Saviour, her daughter. We have been discussing two questions in particular, the Incarnation and the sacraments, and I wish to just say a word about each of those things. As you will see, I am not simply making abstract theology here, but I wish to open our hearts to certain things which on this day of Our Lady's death are very important things to us. The incarnation of the Saviour is not a term that we Dianists use, and there is a reason for that, because incarnation, which comes from carnis, flesh, means taking on flesh, being in flesh, literally. And we do not believe that the daughter became flesh. We do believe that she entered into the samsara, into the manifestation, into the world that is illusorily separate from Dea, from her mother. We believe that the world of matter is a very small part of the entire world of time and space, and that the world of time and space itself is a very small part of the total manifestation. And one particular world, one particular planet, is one very small part of the world of matter. The sacrifice that our daughter made was universal. It affects every being in the total cosmos. When we say that the daughter became made, we do not mean that she became a human femine, and we do not even mean that she became an Aristasian maid. We mean something far more universal than that, because the word maid means she who has the power of choice. And any being in any part of the total cosmos who is on the axis of choice is maid. The axis of choice picture the cross, the vertical beam is that which leads from there down to the nethermost depths. It is the central axis of the world, and it links together every level of being. The horizontal beam is a particular level, usually the level that we find ourselves on. So, the world, in this case, the world as we know it. All the creatures of the world, the animals, the fairies, the nature spirits, all the creatures of the world are on that horizontal beam. And on a horizontal beam, you cannot go up and you cannot go down. You cannot transcend your earthly state, neither can you fall below it. But on the axis, at that point of the horizontal beam where it joins with the vertical, there it is possible to become degenerate, to fall below your normative state in the world. It is also possible to rise above it, to become sanctified. And this is the state of made in any level of being. And this is what our Savior, the daughter, became. And the first chapter that we read today, in which she was tempted by the demons, underlines this point, that she had the power of choice. They could tempt her to turn away from her divine duty. They could tempt her not to undertake her sacrifice, not to save you and me. And she could choose. And because she is perfect, she made the right choice. And that is what we mean when we say that Dea became made. We do not mean that she entered into human flesh or any other flesh, but that she entered into the state of maid, into manifestation, into the samsara, and into that axial position where she had the power of moral choice. Now, on the question of sacrament, we have talked about the fact that we as Filiani do not have a priesthood or a sacrament because we find ourselves exiled here in Deluria, where our tradition is not rooted. Now, this obviously is a disadvantage for us. We have services like this one, which might be called Protestant services because they are services of worship and praise and devotion, but they are not sacramentally effective. And we have a Protestant service not because we are protesting against priesthood and sacraments, but because we find ourselves in the position where we simply do not possess them because of our historical circumstance. Now, these two considerations of sacrament and incarnation were brought together by the Honored Bishop in her most recent deliberations on the subject. Honored Miss Sushiri had said to her that the stories of Kuan Yin, that she was a princess on the world and that she was put to death and descended into hell and was so beautiful that the souls in hell were healed and she returned to earth. Those stories are derided, of course, by profane scholars because they lack historicity. Obviously, they would not accept under any circumstances that she may have descended into hell and risen again, but even the bit that they would accept, that she was a princess who was put to death, lacks historicity. Now, Afiliana will take this as part of the value of the story because it is not referring to some mere historical event. It is referring to the universal sacrifice, the sacrifice of the daughter that we have been talking about. But if it were true that she were a princess put to death, and it may be true. The lack of historicity doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means it can't be proved to have happened. If it were true that she were put to death and that she harrowed the hell relative to her particular world, this Telluria, that would simply be a reflection and a fulfillment of the one universal sacrifice. We do not say it cannot be reflected on the material plane. We only say that it is the universal sacrifice that matters to us. Now, the bishop had this to say about it, and I think it was a very, very profound thought from a Christian standpoint. She said that the historical death of Jesus was a sacrament, in the highest sense a sacrament, because it was not actually the universal sacrifice, it was a reflection on the earthly plane of the universal sacrifice, just as the sacrifice of the Mass is. Now, when I say it was not the universal sacrifice, we must also say that it was, because every reflection of that type is the universal sacrifice. I bring this up tonight, not as an abstract theological point of discussion, but in order to bring our minds to something. We lack the sacraments because of our historical circumstances. We lack the historical reflection of the sacrifice because that is not part of our faith. It was never part of our faith. If it came into our faith at all, it would be peripheral to it. But since we lack those forms of mediation and the sacraments, certainly we should have if we were in the motherland. Since we lack those, who is our mediatrix? Who is the priestess that stands between us and Dea and that connects us to Dea? Who is our mediatrix? And I think you know the answer to that question. Our mediatrix is the daughter herself, the priestess of the world. We are denied the usual sacramental means of coming to her. But we know that her compassion is infinite. And we know that the sacrifice which is taking place today, the sacrifice that we have just read about, is the perfect, eternal sacrifice. And if we have nothing but that, we have everything. We have everything. As we now witness the death of Our Lady, and as over the next 2 days we shall live the death of Our Lady, the world that is without her, the world in darkness, the end of the world, the sacrifice that was made for us to deliver us, that perfect sacrifice which under any circumstances whatever can and will save us. That is what we have been preparing for during this Mora, which may at times have been hard. And over the next 2 days of the hiatus, please, I wish you to give yourself to Our Lady and to know that her sacrifice is the perfect sacrifice, that she is our mediatrix and we need no other. If she chooses to give us priesthood and sacraments in the future, then her will be done. If she chooses not to, then her will be done. But her perfect sacrifice is the whole of our salvation. And as we surrender ourselves to her, we also become sisters in her, part of her family. We have been doing that over this last year. And I can refer to the next year for the last time before the hiatus comes upon her. May we continue over the next year to do so.